Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Dear Colgate, I love that you love that I love being at home. You even let me whiten my teeth from home.
Because you know how I feel about getting up from my cloud couch.
The Colgate Optic White LED Kit gives professional level results in just 10 minutes a day for 10 days when used as directed.
And that's why, Colgate, I want you to meet my parents. Because ever since meeting you, I've been living life to the brightest. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
And on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hey, the you're looking great. How about that? I'll say it. Yes, I'll say it. You look great.
Thank you.
I'll say it.
Okay.
I'll say it.
Why do you actually look good?
Wait, not me looking at you and thinking, wow, she's like not disgusting.
It's the not throwing up for me.
It's by the way, lack of aspiration of my vomit while looking at you for me.
It's the lack of vomit production for me. By the way, if you're listening to this in the car, I have on a zip-up hoodie that says Red Table Talk.
And we are going to the Red Table. Actually, we are broadcasting live from the Red Table.
Yes.
JPS, honey, it's on.
JPS
Smith?
Oh, I was like... something public schools?
Jema Pinson, yeah, not actual. I mean, let's not drag her into this, but we are going to the Red Table.
We are going to the Red Table. The executive director of photography for Trixie Mattel season 1 and 2 works on Red Table. And I said, you know, Katya and I talk about the Red Table all the time. And as a wrap gift, he brought me this. And
incredible.
I said, I wasn't sure if you wanted it. I said, am I a Nikki fan?
Pull up in the Sri Lanka.
I was like, you don't think I would wear a Red Table Talk hoodie?
Clock the microphone color. What color is she? She's a red circle.
If you watch every episode of Bald and Beautiful, there is a red table that's been inching into frame 1 millimeter at a time.
Mama, red green color blindness. Once you achieve wisdom, that green invisible table will turn red and you will be gagged.
Totally. Well, when we have other guests, like when I had Kathy and you had Natasha,
yeah,
that's our Red Table Talks. Because we have someone else and we're like, so when would the trauma begin?
Well, it's funny because she was redheaded and I was red faced because I was so nervous doing Natasha, and you were so funny. That TikTok of you with the...
I got married in Italy. And she's
like, wait, you do it. I'll do her.
It's like, I got married in Italy. Did I say you copied my wedding? Who sang at my wedding? Andrea Bocelli.
Yeah. It's so fucking funny.
Yeah,
so,
she was a great guest.
I don't even know the meme. I don't care. It doesn't matter. And then.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny.
Classic. Then she went down to... Memes. She was making a TikTok in the parking structure of this building. She was in the trash can. She was really giving your tea. She climbed in the trash can. And she was in a red sequin suit.
Let's celebrate that.
Kathy Griffin, you've secured a lifelong fan in me, baby.
Kathy Lee Gifford, eight.
Kathy Lee Griffin.
Kathy Lee Griffin came down.
Kathy Lee Griffith.
Yeah.
Kathy.
You know, I'm excited for...
Love Kathy.
I'm excited after this because I got 2 6 p.m. tickets to see the fucking Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, the new Hunger Games movie, and I'm horny. Guess who's horny, honey? Guess whose pussy's wet, honey, for the new Hunger Games movie, baby. I'm so horny for it. I'm going to walk in there with a big fucking purple Trimex log.
Duct tape to your leg so it doesn't move.
And then the duct tape's gonna give while I'm trying to get in the seats, and I'm gonna hit someone in the face and go, oh, sorry.
And they're gonna die.
They're gonna die. And the whole time the movie is playing, my dick is gonna be in danger of, if you have an erection longer than 4 hours, go to the hospital.
Priapism, how do you call it?
Priapism. I knew you wouldn't go, and I knew you wouldn't care because this movie's almost 3 hours long.
Sweetie.
A YA
darling,
movie.
Tootsie.
Baby. Honey,
darling, baby, sweetie, tootsie, sweet home Alabama, Reese Witherspoon.
And I'm going to say this. I love The Hunger Games. Mm-hmm. I know this didn't have to be a 3-hour movie. I know it. We all know it. Because at 3 hours.
Come to the red table. Come.
You better be Titanic.
Sit down at the
You
red
better
table.
Be Gone with the Wind. You got to earn that 3 hours.
Put your hands on the red table. Feel the red table.
Feel the red belt.
Feel the red table.
I wish Jada Pinkett Smith on the Red Table Talk, every episode she had an actress and said, why was your movie so long?
So let's talk about the elephant in the room, the length of your movie.
Thank you. Jada's like, I was in Scream 2. 1 hour, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Perfect length. Yeah. What do you have to say?
Yeah. So justify the totally.
We should have a show so where we just have actors who've been in long movies and we make them explain questions. Themselves.
So Marty Scorsese. I actually, you know what? He's the only one I will not come for because guess what? He produces masterpieces. Sorry about it. Sorry
Quentin
about
Tarantino.
It.
Tarantino.
I've
never felt
part,
like one of his movies was long.
I have not either. There are some exceptions. However, for example, just throwing it out there, not to hate on women, but Portrait of a Lady on Fire, Celine Shimia, I believe. I don't know how to say her name. Sorry. This was heralded as the critics as a perfect perfection, tour de force, a masterpiece of cinema. Mama. While every frame was indeed gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You distill a printout, hang it up on your wall. As a film, boring boots.
Do you like cartoon sleeping? Like
Hong Shu, me 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 me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Hong Shu, me 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 me. Hong Shu, me 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 me.
Yeah.
Red table, come to the table. Put your hands on the table and tell me why that movie was so boring. Boots. Also, Todd Haynes' May December, a feature film featuring Julianne Moore and Natalie Portman, out right now in theaters.
Oh, did you watch it?
I sure did.
Did you live?
I know, I did not, in fact. I did the opposite of live.
The trailer made it seem so promising.
That's the fun thing about trailers. They lie.
They lie! They do lie!
How about
oh,
that?
No.
So we're doing runtime and we're doing trailers at the Red Table Talk.
Because the trailer,
oh,
which
Mama,
I've
the
seen,
trailer.
The trailer promises it to be... The kids are all right.
The kids are right. We need to talk about Kevin. The fabulous Miss
A little bit.
Freaky
Hand That
Friday.
Rocks the Cradle.
Oh, I wanted, Mama, if you...
A little bit.
Mama, if you dangle Miss Rebecca De Mornay Hand That Rocks the Cradle in front of me with there was an inhaler.
A single white female a little bit.
Mama, all of these things you're mentioning are gripping psychological dramas involving complicated female characters.
Sign me up.
This was nothing of the sort. And I am very familiar with Miss Todd Haynes and her work.
Who's Todd Haynes?
Todd Haynes is a director who has done Far From Heaven, Julianne Moore, like a period piece, like an homage to classic 50s cinema where there's a gay storyline. Like an overwrought melodrama.
Okay.
Stylized. Interesting. He also did Safe with Julianne Moore, which is a complicated, not very... It's a complicated kind of a slog. Interesting, but not... pulse-pounding thriller by any means.
Okay.
This movie was fucking boring, bitch.
No.
It sucked. I will say it. Julianne Moore.
And you went in hopeful.
I went in hopeful.
Am I a Nikki fan? Am I a Julianne fan?
Am I a Natalie fan?
Yeah.
Pull up in the Annihilation.
Pull up in the Garden State. Julianne?
Girl, pull up in the Boogie Nights. Girl. Pull up in the Hannibal.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If there was somebody who was going in, I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. It was you.
I was rooting for the three of those motherfuckers. And guess what? This is so typical. And maybe it speaks to my fucking horrible, stupid, prejudiced experience. But the only saving grace of this fucking film was that when one of the characters was fucking another character and he pulled out, you saw his hard dick. It was a shadow. but it was proportionate, girthy.
James, long, what was
James,
that?
Yeah, James, what was that?
What was that? James.
That was me.
And then we're at the AMC.
It jostled me out of my slumber. I was like... And I was like,
you were almost like, and then is this movie so boring that I wished a dick into it? Is that what happened?
Could have been rewriting history in real time.
It was,
and then it ended and I could, Mimi, I'm
reconcile.
First, set third in the voting. I could not believe it.
They come up to you. It's 1 a.m. at the AMC. The movie ended 2 years ago. You've grafted to the fabric.
Yeah,
they go, like, sir. And you go, oh, it can't be over.
Oh yeah. Also, don't misgender me.
Thank you. You cross your leg. It's a pump. You said, don't misgender me.
A gas pump.
You know.
I'm turning to a gas pump. Mama, wait, hold on. One last thing. A little button for this movie. Todd Haynes, I got your number, hussy. That's it.
Well, I hope I have a different experience at Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes.
Brock saw it today. He said, I think he said Viola 8.
Yeah, I'm
down.
Normally, listen, when you're an adult, I'm 34. When you go to see a YA thing.
You're a groomer.
Well, I don't want it to be Twilight, but even when I watched Twilight, I was like, this isn't for me.
Okay.
I'm just going to watch it through the lens of it's not
but
for me.
But that's a bad movie. Young
right.
people.
Hunger Games is great.
Movies towards geared towards younger people do not mean bad. They don't have to be watered down or, you know, it doesn't have to be a fucking X-rated slasher movie to be like, good.
Right.
Although Thanksgiving was lit.
Well, some YA things are, I just watched Home Alone again and I went, David, this movie is impressive because even though the primary character is a kid and the whole movie is through the lens of a kid, as an adult, I don't feel like I'm watching a kid's movie.
Right, yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And then the Hunger Games movies, it did feel like a YA story, but as an adult, you're invested. It's a story
about
a family.
It's also about like, there's a lot of big themes going on, right?
The metaphors of like capitalism and eat or be eaten or like, you know, the corrupt power.
The Running Man. You ever seen that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger? The old 80s movie, The Running Man?
Yes.
Fucking fierce.
Well, made me think, anything like Battle Royale, Squid Game, anything that's the themes of like people.
Lord of the Flies. Dog eat dog shit.
Yeah. Love. Yellow Jackets, where it's like, you know, internal cannibalization.
Yeah.
But I watched something called The Squid Game. Do you remember June Squib Games?
Okay. June Squib.
So there's June Squib Games, and now there's a show that is a competition show.
It's just the squid.
Where they pretend to be. They're in the tracksuits. They're playing red light, green light, but they don't get shot.
James.
They have a device that goes off and black fluid shoots out of their chest and they fall. These are not actors. They fall down dead. But they're not good actors. So like it's like the boom bee ba bee ba boom boom ba the red light, green light.
Yeah, yeah.
And some of them, if they die, their chest thing goes off. And instead of an award-winning like actor going for it, it's like your Aunt Stephanie.
Yeah.
Her thing goes off and she's like,
oh crap, I gotta die
lay
now.
Down. But then some of them are invested. Some of them, as they die, they're crying like they're dying.
It's community theater. It's community theater, Mary. It's community theater. The community theater presents. It's Waiting for Guffman.
But I also thought,
Corky St. Clair.
If this series was about like being critical of systems that are about people reaching for money because the systems keep them down, we're actually now watching people compete for money. It felt anti the message of the show.
Yeah, it's also like, okay, this late capitalist satire, now we're going to make another version. Yeah, I know.
Not so late.
But now we're going to make a late capitalist, we're going to make a version of it that defeats, oh my God, I can't.
And they're like asking the contestants, like, what would you do with the money? Because they win $4.86 million, the most money ever awarded on reality TV.
Oh, so
it's what they're playing for.
Oh, so it's not, okay.
Which, by the way, I looked it up. The government, it counts as lottery winnings. 40% of that is 1.6. Mm-hmm. The government would take $1.6 million of that. Get into that.
Love. Which government? Korean or U.S.?
The Republic of Chad.
Chad.
Not the country, just a bunch of like uppity blonde white guys. Chads.
Yeah, just redheads with real bad personalities.
But you're right. It's a critique on like late stage capitalism, but then we're watching it.
It's a damning critique. And then now we're just playing...
And in the interviews, they're like, well, my dream with this money would be to pay off my house. I mean, is that even a realistic dream? And I'm like, so by dystopian future, we meant 18 months from now.
Utopian future.
Yeah, we meant soon.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Was Squid Game a trailer for this?
There you go. Back to trailers. Fucking A, bitch. I need So the fake, I don't know if you remember the double feature talking about long runtimes. I didn't see it as a double feature. No, I did. I saw Death Proof and Planet Terror in the theater.
Me too.
Oh, you did. So you definitely saw the trailer for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
The fake trailer for it. White meat, dark meat. All will be carved.
Yes.
This Thanksgiving. You'll go home.
Thanksgiving.
In a body bag. No, Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
It was just called Thanksgiving. Remember, it had famously had the girl jumping on the trampoline, doing the split spread eagle
and the knife
going in the pussy. You'll go home in a body bag. It was like that like very funny low voice. It's like that low Joni voice.
Like budget.
This Thanksgiving.
Movie.
You'll go home in a body bag. Uh-huh. Obsessed. Of course, cut to what? I don't know. 10 years later?
Yeah.
Eli Roth makes the fucking movie. I am so pumped up. I see no promotion for it except a billboard on Sunset. No promotion. I was like, this can't be real. I guess it's real. Addison fucking Rae.
Excuse me. He's All That?
Yes. The young woman, the TikToker from He's All That, honey, ate her dinner in this film.
Really?
I didn't even know it was her. I'm sorry. I resent everything.
Because we did not live for
He's
All
That. No, we did
not
live for her. But guess what? At first you don't succeed. Try and try again. And this young lady... sure did arrive at that table and went chomp, 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 chomp.
Then she got up on top of it and expelled her bowels.
And then she went over to the other plate and said, ooh, not eating that, chomp. She went over to the other side, chomp. She said, no leftovers, kids. I chomp, chomp, chomp.
One of those baby dolls that was recalled for eating kids' hair, just eating the hair all the way to the scalp.
I can't even be 100% clear on which character she was. That's how good she was. And she was. She ate. I'm sorry about it. I don't care if anybody has a different opinion. She was.
I trust you.
I was not a fan of He's All That or She's All That or whatever the fuck that was on Netflix. But you know what? This movie was so.
Well, we don't exactly get shown
the creme de la creme of things.
We're not getting. They're not. We're not getting. We're not tweeting like
Martin Scorsese's new Irishman.
Yeah,
really
seated for No Country for Old Men. Seated.
Girl, I would be seated and gooning and fapping to that one.
Do you love when people tweet seated for blank the movie?
I do. And I like also lensed by.
Lensed by. Lensed by.
Seated love. By and lensed for.
Yes.
But I'm
seated and I'm lensed and I'm horny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Horny Holland.
Horny Holland.
Seated for the Irishman. But I have a question for you. I want you to think about this. So the Thanksgiving, not to give anything away, was an incredible slasher film with incredible, gory, nasty, creative, unique kills. One more exciting than the next. Obviously by Eli Roth, who's a horror aficionado because he knows what you're expecting. He does something else.
What other things does he make?
Hostel.
Oh,
example.
Okay.
You know, he was actor in Inglourious Bastards. He was Bear Jew, the Jew Bear or whatever. Anyway, he's done a lot of stuff.
The Jew Bear.
Yeah. Hot, Mary. Hot, honey.
Oh, he was also in Death Proof. Yeah. Remember, he's in the scene where he's like, we're going to get him a little drunker and take him home.
Oh, yes.
He's hot.
Two-hander.
Those big eyebrows.
I'm a two-hander. can't reach the
soup cans.
Yeah, two soup cans. Soup kitchen time.
Yeah,
slurp slurp at the soup kitchen.
Monster energy drink.
Honey, two of them.
Thick long can. Yeah. Double barrel.
Honey, it's pipes.
Girl, it's a can of gasoline. That big red square with the yellow tube.
It's the tube at the bank, honey.
Baby doll. Baby,
it's
an oil tanker. It's a rig.
It's a rig in the middle of the ocean.
It's a 16 wheeler in the middle of the ocean.
Okay, we don't know. We're speculating. But
we know.
What we do know is that
sometimes you just know.
I
that's like when people are like, well, then when people are like, he took out his dick, and I was surprised by its smallness or bigness. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, don't you read vibes? Don't you have X-ray psychic?
Oh, see,
I'm usually pretty right about that stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't care either way.
Right,
give me your giant, massive Godzilla dick. Give me your baby dick. I don't care. I don't care.
Said the groomer. No, but listen. So this is, this movie was so bloody, so nasty, so awesome, so thrilling, and a pretty clear-cut, thrilling revenge tale, which was so, I need a lack, in my horror movies nowadays, I need a revenge fantasy that has good guys and bad guys and no ambiguity. There's too much going on in the world right now for me for there
to
be.
You need pirates and Peter Pan.
That's even too much. I need you killed my family, so I'm going to kill you now. That's it.
Right.
I just need, okay, this person was wronged. Rightly, they're going to get their just desserts, whatever. That's what I need. This is kind of pretty much what you get. Also with Saw 10, that's exactly what you got, but a little complicated anyways. So I just wish that instead of all of the ways that we depict violence, represent violence in the juiciest, goriest, nastiest way, what if we did that with sex? Mainstream. Mm. I'm not talking about porn. Of course we've done that. But that's private, personal, shh. I'm talking about mainstream representation. I know, but what?
But Mary, you know that
what?
There's discourse now about how if there's sex in movies, it shouldn't be there.
So that is exactly what I'm saying. But we have no problem. There's no, I couldn't help but wonder, while I'm clack, clack, clacking at my laptop in 1996, a la Carrie Bradshaw, I couldn't help but wonder, why is there no discourse about the dumpster that sawed off a woman's body in half, and then her lower half was placed on the spike of a front of a store, vagina slammed onto the spike for everybody to see? That's okay? But I can't see some titties. My children can't see some titties, the same titties that they sucked on to get their life nourishing milk when they were young, or they would have died. Huh. Red table talk.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I get it.
But I
also think,
what the fuck?
I think any amount of censorship is stupid. Like in movies, the fact that on TV we even bleep an F word, you think I don't know at a 5-year-old? You don't think I know that they're saying fuck?
I know.
You think I don't know that?
But words are words, though. Words are arbitrary. These breasts are real. And they're part of life. But we don't want that axe into that person's head. That's something we don't want. We do want breasts. We want breasts to get sucked on and licked and rubbed on and whatever and felt up and all that kind of stuff. Whatever. Of all shapes.
I think people think that
we want women to squirt.
I think people think that if a kid sees boobs or something, I don't know what will happen.
Mama,
I don't know what will happen.
Guess what? They see them. They see them when they breastfeed from their mama's titties, ho.
Yeah, they're like, I just saw them.
Mama, they saw them and they sucked on them. And what?
Think about that. If you're like a young straight guy, the first time you put a titty in your mouth, you're like, oh my God, this is my first time sucking on a titty. No, it isn't. The first was your mom, bitch.
Mama, yeah. Talk about that, red table.
Girl.
Jada Pinkett.
You were riding on her back, she threw it over her shoulder, and you sucked on it like it was a camel backpack.
Bam. The remix.
Long stringy titties.
But so I was like thinking about it, like all this creativity, all of this, the cinematic tradition, because it goes, I mean, you know, we've been doing it for almost, I don't know, almost 100 years of violence in movies. And like, there's a creativity, there's a reinvention, there's such an ingenuity and inventiveness with it, how to depict it, how to represent it. If we had been doing that with sex rather than violence, mama, not only would we have been liberated, but there would be no war. There'd be no war. It would just be a race to see, hey, how fucking, I bet I can squirt more than you can, bitch. And you're like, oh, you think so, Deborah? I'm like, yes, Diane, I do. Fill up, get a couple of empty jars. Okay, it's squirting time.
And people are like, this is stepmom.
Yeah, exactly. This like, is, yeah.
Why
no,
is this
is stepmom
happening?
Part three.
This is
stepmom
Beethoven.
Part three, the remix. This is Waterworld.
Yeah.
Honey, not Kevin Costner. Susan Sarandon. Mad Max Fury River.
I was watching some straight porn, and one of the scenarios I scrolled across was granny picks up unhoused teen and teaches him how to have sex.
Let's take a break.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said. I folded my dick up like origami and I put it away in the sock drawer.
You have a letter
done.
To daddy. We're writing
shit,
a letter.
Wild. Girl, like, I know, message I know in the gay bottle. World we do falsum, we do piss in the face, whatever. But straight people.
Girl. Woo.
Like straight people, woo. The scenarios where it's like stepmom, but my granddaughter just got home.
It's right lo-fi beats. It's lo-fi beats. It's lo-fi beats. It's lo-fi beats.
Yeah. Getting put under at the dentist when right before he reaches his hand down pussy, my ex comes in and they get in a fight and fuck in front of me.
It's like it's the detective. It's the footage, the CCTV footage sent to Italy of me getting assaulted at the dentist because Hannibal Lecter was in the area at the time.
Sponsored by CapCut.
Yes.
Vertical.
Yeah, vertical.
Vertical
in,
video.
In backwards.
Yes. So I have to tell you about something that happened. I told you a little bit on the phone.
Wait, I'm going
to
check my notes too because I made notes. I did make notes.
I did something so horrible.
Podcast topics.
Thank you. I've been taking notes too because even I'm disappointed in us.
Like, wait, these are from the show. Hold on. Oh, Cole Escola's Our Home Out West.
Oh, I haven't watched it yet.
Mama,
but
let me get ready. Take a big sip and get ready to prick those ears up because I'm going on a diatribe.
Tell me.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, so I hosted at my house. You did not show up. That's fine.
I did something really underhanded, which was to go be with my family. And that was wrong of me. I'm sorry.
And I'm never going to forget it.
You're like, what about your chosen family?
I will forgive you, but I'll never forget it. No. So Andrew, and I, it's hard to keep pin me down. When I have guests over, I love to wander. I love to wiggle. I have to be alone. I love to just like, no, because it's
you guys are coming up. Thanks for coming over. Anyway, have a great night. And you just go to your room and close the door.
No, I don't close the door, but I kind of wander. You know what I mean? I go up, down, I'm all around.
In the shower.
I did take a shower. I was in the shower while guests arrived.
Love.
I came out wet with the towel. I was like, Christine. So anyways, Andrew literally had to.
Christine, you're like, he's like, my name's Andrew.
That's Eric. Andrew literally had to, he had to do everything but go grab me by the ear and sit me down in the thing to turn on Cole's thing. And I know Cole is great.
Well, you're an entertainer, but you're not necessarily an entertainer.
I'm not an I'm hard to be entertained.
Well, you're not Martha Stewart.
Of course. Am I a Nikki fan? I mean, am I a Martha
fan? You're Patrick Stewart.
Am I a Martha fan? Actually, Mama, ask me if I can fold a fitted sheet. Ask me.
Can you fold a fitted sheet?
Yes, I sure the fuck can. Exactly the way Martha Stewart cannot. She humiliated this woman on her show. Watch it. Look it up. Fold fitted sheet, Martha Stewart. She had an expert who could do it. And then she had a guest from the audience who couldn't do it. And she humiliated this woman. She humiliated this woman. It's like, look at you. It was fierce. But Martha couldn't do it either.
She couldn't do it either?
No, of course she didn't. Of course she didn't. Fucking bitch. Love her.
Glass houses.
Honey, Snoop Doggy Dog.
If you're going to read people, you better come in there and it better be a paper crane. It better be perfect.
You don't even do that. You say, this is my fitted sheet. You pulled out from under the thing.
I folded it earlier before you guys got here.
Exactly. It's like, my souffle was made just this morning. Anyways, long story short, Cole Escola's Our Home Out West, a 30-minute masterpiece.
I can't wait to see it.
It's every single second is beautiful, fabulous, funny, poignant, actually poignant. I mean, I almost cried, Mary.
He's amazing.
He's a genius. And Macy Rodman, I'm not going to give it away. Macy Rodman is featured as a whore, and she says, well, they need more girls who know how to felch without throwing up. And then she goes, what? Her line delivery is just like, that's amazing. You know what I mean?
I can't wait to see it. The cover art.
Honey,
first of all, I know it's supposed to be funny. He looks beautiful.
Mama, the nerve of her.
She looks beautiful.
I'm talking to you, Cole Escola. The nerve of you to put on lipstick and that's it.
And look great.
Not great. Gorgeous.
Right.
I don't think I don't think a razor has ever touched that skin.
She has like a demi lash on the cover. Like it's like nothing.
A demi lash.
Like lashes, like baby individual lashes.
I don't think she even has lashes on. She's got a pencil thin brow. She's got full, maybe half, like she's got bare minerals, a little bit of blusher, a red lip. And the cunt that she serves is so fucking, she comes out in this red dress and then a pink gauzy scarf. And I'm like, every faggot in the room was like, like, it was so cunty. And it's just so funny. Amy Sedaris is in it. It's just perfection. It's perfection. It's perfect.
Where's it available?
YouTube.
Oh, for free. Watch it on YouTube for free, people.
Mimi, I'm first, third in the voting. I could not believe it.
Yeah.
I don't want to gas it up so much.
In the time of Disney Plus being about $75.99 a week.
And guess what? Guess what rated it is? PG, of course. PG.
Wow.
I think, actually. Maybe I'm not
They
sure.
say Felch and it's PG.
What's Felch mean?
We don't know.
Exactly.
The government doesn't tell us.
But they don't say fucked, I don't think. Oh my God, there's a moment where this guy has a...
What's the premise?
Our home out west. So I'm not even going to tell you.
I'm going to watch
it. It's a Western. It's a Western.
Okay, that's all you need to know, right?
Yeah, it's a Western. It's a beautiful, and it's a... It's so funny. It's so good. And it's actually, there's a moment where she's teaching a lesson to this young boy, and it's done in a way that is so beautifully poignant. And this is a extremely funny satire that is like so many layers of comedy. Slapstick, absurd, bizarre, dirty, pouty mouth, double entendres, triple entendres, whatever. And then it has this moment of sincerity where she teaches a boy why some people are intolerant. And it's like dab, and then boom, you can't cry because there's another joke. It's fucking fierce. I loved it so much.
In 30 minutes, we love short.
Sweetie, that was
We love
it.
Short.
30 gorgeous, perfect.
If I ended the
minutes.
Titanic, it would have been 25 minutes.
22 with the commercials. 22 with commercials, sitcom.
Totally.
Yeah. It's like, oh my God.
22 and a half.
Iceberg. And then we go. Yep.
Oh, you would go to a commercial break and they would be just getting on the ship. And after commercial break, they'd be floating on the door.
Yeah, no, the old woman would just go.
That's it.
Yeah.
I would like to recap something that occurred a couple weeks ago, which is I was waiting outside my therapist's house and I had to pee so bad. I wasn't sure if I wanted to share this story, but I was thinking about it today and I was like,
No.
Don't share the story.
No. You need to write. And this needs to be. No.
We're taking your headphones off, Port. We can still hear you. We're not off the air because you took off the headphones.
If I can hear it, nobody can. You have to save this story. It's too good.
Okay. Well, then, you know what? Maybe some other point for the Patreon.
I'm going to let the listeners that know at home that I heard this story on the telephone.
I called you because you're the only person. I hope you take this the right way.
I know exactly.
Who can I tell, Mama? That has been through something worse?
E.T. Right
and
here.
I called you, and what I had done was so...
So flagrantly bizarre.
And sex offendery, but without being...
It was so John Waters-ish.
It was so genitals in public.
It was John Waters-esque.
Yes, this is part of
a John Waters movie.
And because of the nature of it, I had to be so casual while it was happening. Like from the neck up, you would think I was daydreaming, but there was other stuff going on.
It was Lynchian. It was the perfect... It was David Lynch and John Waters and then you.
It was Waterworld.
Don't give it away.
Okay, I'll tell later.
Because you know why? This is going to be the cold open of a feature film. And I don't care if you write it or I write it or somebody else write it. It's brilliant. It is going, you can't tell the story, promise me.
I'll just say that it ends with David asking me, why is there a huge hole in your underwear?
Okay,
and
perfect.
I don't
Leave
know.
It at that. Leave it at that.
I just said, I don't know.
Leave
because
it at
even
that.
He doesn't know.
It's so fucking fierce.
The secret life of pets.
Mama, the secret, the divine secrets of the pee-pee sisterhood. Okay. Next topic.
I have to tell you about this. Do you know about, there's a TikTok thing going around.
So I don't know anything about TikTok. I'm sorry.
So apparently straight guys.
Oh God, here we go.
Spend a lot of time thinking about the Roman Empire. There's been a trend of girls going to their boyfriends. Hey, just casually, do you ever think about the Roman Empire? And the straight guys are going, all the time. That's so funny you say that, all the time. Apparently straight guys think about it a lot. They walk into a room with like a pillar and they're like, Roman Empire. They walk in a room with a bath. They're like, oh my God, Roman baths. Straight guys are obsessed with the Roman Empire.
I don't believe
why?
It. I don't believe this for a second. Here's why. So I'm not to be a cynic and I'm not trying to know but you, honestly. I don't trust anything from online.
Oh, like
not,
TikTok
not, okay,
reporting.
Boomer. Yes, only because I know that. I know from personal experience that my curated social media reality has no bearing whatsoever proportionally or to reality itself. So whatever the algorithm, whatever, you know, the algorithm, blah, 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 of whatever social media platform is feeding me, curating for me, I intuitively know to mistrust, not trust that, because it's all I need is three instances, and then it's a confirmed, not only a fact, it's a commandment in the Bible. Do you know what I mean? Like,
if
I see three things, three rumors online,
it's true now.
Oh, mama, it's not only true. It's like, it was like you with Oprah, you were next to Oprah, then you were on top of Oprah,
right.
And then you were fucking Oprah, and now you and Oprah were married. You know, it's the whole thing. I don't need a lot to help me convince me of untruths or false truths or whatever.
Well, the other thing people are saying on TikTok, I guess there's a movement that Margot Robbie's just mid looks wise, which is so fascinating and crazy and incredible and wild. So it's like people on a green screen being like, everybody says she's pretty, but actually she's really mid, and here's why.
Come, because the only thing she's mid is
ropes.
She's
ropes.
Mid.
Nerds ropes.
She's in the middle of a stream of cum flowing from every single person's pussy and dick.
And dick. And those without genitals. There's cum everywhere.
Asexuals are gagged by her.
People with vasectomies.
Thank you.
Come watching her.
People with vasectomies do cum. They just don't have any swimmers.
There's still cum that comes out?
Yeah.
I thought nothing came out.
No.
I didn't know that.
No. That would be
cum?
That would be a castrato. Like if you take the balls off.
I thought when you had a vasectomy, nothing came out.
No. Vasectomy is just no more swimmers. No, you can't get somebody pregnant.
Oh, my grandpa called it shooting blanks.
Exactly. But you're still shooting.
Vasectomies are reversible.
Honey, sweetie, darling, here's my theory. Here's if I were the president, okay, Madam President, I would do this. No more drive. Okay, cars illegal. Number one, we would ramp up. We'd use all the money from the Defense Department to do trains, Mama. The fiercest trains you've ever seen in your life. Three, no more driver's license. Instead, we would have every man not circumcised at birth, vasectomied at birth, and then upon 18 or 21 or whatever age, the ovary having health secretary decides. They can reverse that after taking a long battery of tests and showing proof of income and a 5-year plan to raise a child.
Well,
does that sound like fascism?
I don't think.
It's just a rough rubric. It's just an outline.
It's a slippery slope of like body autonomy, except men, fuck you and your dick.
But mama. I think we got to reverse the curse. I think a little revenge is in order if we're talking like fantasy utopias.
Because you know what? They pierce babies' ears at the hospital. Mama, might as well do the vasectomy.
Sweetie.
Circumcision in general. What are we doing?
I'll tell you what we're doing.
What are
we chopping? We're mutilating little boys' penises.
Why?
Because I would invite the listening audience to Google it and do their own little research, because
I'm not saying is it right or wrong. I'm saying it's wrong.
Why
did it start? Whose idea was it?
Honey, it's a long, 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 long history, okay? It's much too complicated for us as comedian fools to get into, but I do encourage people to do their own research and then have a discussion among themselves, because not only is it baby genital mutilation, I mean, that's what it is. We're mutilating. I mean, I was circumcised.
But
I wish I wasn't.
What?
We don't have to answer that question. We just need to move on because it's way too complicated.
Okay.
It basically so that my
I'm
little.
I'm going to do some. I'm going to look
I encourage you to do it.
Because I'm going to do what we would do. I'm going to read a couple articles and then become an oppressively informed expert about this.
And then any person you talk to be like, did you know that I know some facts you definitely don't know about? Well, I'm going to spit in your ear for 20
minutes.
If I'm
anywhere and someone says circumcised, and I'm going to go, actually, what do you really. I'm, like, it's going to be.
Yeah.
People are going to want me around even less than they do now. My other thing I wanted to bring up was I found it on the internet that a lot of people's hamsters
have gone up Richard Gere's ass.
No.
Okay.
They hibernate in the winter. They hibernate. And a lot of people don't know that. And so their hamster,
they're throwing away dead.
Dead and
throwing
they
away
throw
sleeping.
It away while it's sleeping in the winter.
Oh, that's sad.
So this is just a PSA. If you have a hamster, know that they might hibernate. And you, just because they're not moving, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Don't throw the hamster out with the winter.
On the same topic, you know what I saw? You know what my hamsters did? You know what I saw with my own two very fucking young eyes? Mama, that mother ate those children up.
Yeah.
Ate those red little babies up. Chomp,
they
chomp,
do it.
Chomp.
Especially if you touch them before
they're...
With
a nice Chianti
if you
and some
touch
fava beans.
The pink babies before they've grown a little bit, the mom will eat them.
Don't touch the pink or they'll end up in the stink.
Yeah. Or like birds will just lay eggs hormonally, and sometimes they'll get egg bound where they have an egg and it won't come out, and they have basically like horrible stomach aches and die.
Mom, that's the 222 eggs, French toast, and bacon at the Beachwood Cafe.
Yeah.
So birds, Mary, I'm up at my perch, right on the third level. I'm up there gooning, sunset wise, sunrise, whatever you have. The birds up there, sweetie, the bird watching, the ornithology taking place.
The owls. We were up there and it was like hoot.
It's literally a cartoon. Hoot.
With a crisp
T. It's like, my name is Robert. I'm hiding in a tree and I'm doing an impression of an owl.
Yeah.
Hoot.
Hi, my name's Robert. I'm reading. I'm 36 years old. Yeah. I'm reading for the role of owl.
The owl in the owl series. Hoot.
No, it was even more like, honestly, hoot. It was like, it was not convincing.
A human inflection. Like,
you're
it
gonna
was
turn
crazy.
On the, you're going to turn on a floodlight back there and see some guy up there.
It's going to be a hereditary out there. Yeah. Some naked man holding his weenie going, hoot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But hawks, Mary. Hawks and eagles up there.
Scary.
Impressive. Awe-inspiring. I'm talking wingspans at least. I think I would be this big.
Wow.
Because they're in the distance over by Runyon.
And you can see them full size. So you're
I see them like in the distance this big. I'm like, mama, that's a big fucking bird.
Yeah, bitch.
And she is just.
Like a quarter mile away and they look that big.
Honey, yep. they look just as big as airplanes from Burbank Airport.
Yeah.
It's like, it's truly gaggable. And I'm watching them and I'm like, oh my God, this is the most beautiful thing in the world. I would, to be a bird, to be an apex predator bird up there with not only x-ray vision, but vision so piercing that you can like see just hundreds and hundreds of feet down and then just swoop down using wind power, just catching the glide and then snatch. And then it's so cunty. It's
and
so cunty.
Of course. They're flying up there like, y'all are fucking your planet up. Yeah, I'll still
like,
be here.
They're like, mama, we're doing different stratospheres up here.
Totally.
Different oxygen levels.
I know.
Mama, we're traveling south. We're
you know those big ones swoop down and steal people's dogs in LA?
I know.
Chihuahuas and stuff?
Little babies too.
Mama. Well. Raised by wolves and
hawks. I would say, we're towards the end here, I would say, come see us live, but our ticket sales are like 99%. So obviously y'all already know that. So thank you very much.
It's so tough, you know, in this trying, I'm not going to be smarmy about it.
I'm very grateful.
Yeah, I am.
The fact that we are going out, we don't have to promote it all. I'm just like, all right, see you whores there.
I know. And also let's not get it twisted. Those last two shows in New Orleans and Houston, probably best.
So fucking fun.
So fucking fun.
Well, we've been telling stories now that the live pods, when we're not recording, we tell stories out of school.
Out of pocket. We're 100% out of pocket. We got both pockets out. It's red, the red stage.
I'll probably
the stage
tell that story.
Red. Yeah. I won't let you. I won't let you. I won't let you. I'll do it be the red muzzle talk. But it was, I got in the bathtub after that and I was like, not only do I love my life, am I a Nikki fan? I'm like, I was just like so filled with gratitude. I almost drowned in the tub twice.
I was until we arrived at 1:30 and I couldn't check in until 4:30.
That's tough.
My gratitude came to a screeching halt.
Oh my God. I didn't tell about my, stay tuned for the next episode where I will discuss the fact that I got a massage by a man with a silicone dick.
Fierce. Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well.
Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish.
or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.